to the Little Quirks podcast.
Hey guys, what's going on? Kev Quirk here from Little Quirks. Hope you're well. So today's the day, Big's 6th birthday. So yeah, just to kind of recap, I've set pretty well. They're pretty big milestones in my head. They're pretty big goals, ambitions that I've set out throughout the year, from Tiny being born a couple of months ago back in August, right through to when Tiny's going to be one. And I've kind of put markers on the ground for everybody's birthday, and today it's Big's 6th birthday. And the goal for that was to achieve my first affiliate sale. So I think in the lad podcast, probably last week or something like that, I was getting dead panicked about it, you know, didn't want to let him down and really kind of, I suppose I was using it to motivate myself and get my finger out my backside and get something published. I did. First one didn't work, unsurprisingly. Second one, it's worked, but I was probably spending a little bit more on advertising than I was on money coming in. Tweaked things a little bit throughout the the past couple of days. And I'm in a scenario where I'm still spending more money on advertising than I'm making. But I'm learning and I'm really kind of moving on. And you know what? I'm taking it. I'm taking it as a victory and as a win that I achieved an affiliate sale. I've probably got 13 in total within a few days, and all before Big's birthday. And that's kind of what I set out to do. That was the big goal in my head. So just a couple of things that I was just kind of really wanting to bring up. I think the first one that I've found is, once you kind of battle yourself and you move through a phase or you move through something, so for me it was about getting this first affiliate site, if you want, this funnel out live and driving some advertising traffic to it. And once I got past that, oh my God, how do you use the software? How do you tweak this and that? The next thing, it just opened up a whole load of new bloody problems. And it was a whole new load of new stuff that I didn't understand anything about. And I've now gone the past couple of days talking about tracking pixels and engagement pixels and JavaScript. And, oh man, I have no clue what all this stuff's around. Absolutely bloody no clue. But if I look at where I am now in comparison to where I was, you know, in August, 3-4 months ago. Well, it's not even, probably 2-3 months ago. I probably came on a lot. You know, I probably learnt a lot and I've hoovered up a load of information. But it's going to be true, you know, it's going to be true every time you kind of push through that barrier. So the barrier I'm at just now is try to figure out tracking pixels. So who's looking at and engaging with the advert, and looking at keywords and how do I optimise keywords so I can reduce my advertising spend and actually make a profit. And that's what I'm going through now. This is the kind of next phase. Some of it's not very nice, if I'm being honest. Some of it's a bit kind of, shit, I'm spending more money on advertising. There's more cash going out. It's not working. There's a bit of that, you know, I suppose it's my character, a bit of a warrior character coming out. But it's getting there, you know. And you have to go through this growth and this learning, because it's growing pains that I'm going through to figure out something new. You know, it's just how it works. So that was the kind of first thing that's really struck me, is there's not going to be a silver bullet to this. It's going to be constant and relentless learning and growing, and it's going to become a kind of a change in life. You know, I'm not going on a diet. I'm going on an eating lifestyle change. You know, I'm not going to go and take up some exercise so I can achieve something. It's, I'm going to be healthier and I'm going to run more. It's one of those, I'm going through a fundamental shift in what I've been doing for the past 40 odd years of my life. And that's not going to come easy, I don't think. But I do think it'll be worth it. I genuinely believe it'll be worth it. So that was the kind of first thing that's really popped out, as I've kind of gone through these different phases of growing. You know, you get new problems. You get stuff that you didn't encounter before because you're a different person. You're looking in different fields and in different areas. You know, the whole thing is new. So that's the first thing you've got to kind of keep in your head. And it's not going to go away. So the sooner I get used to the fact that I'm going to stumble across stuff I don't understand, the happier it'll be. Now, that's not to say I need to take it all on myself. I need to go and find help and find the right people, because they might have that knowledge. They may want to do it, and you know, they might love to do that kind of stuff. But it's all about how do you tackle that problem as these new problems come up. And that's kind of really the other thing that's really struck me about where I am just now with this this affiliate marketing stuff is I'm using a software called Click Magic. I didn't know about it, you know, probably about what, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, something like that. Had no clue about it. My mentor that I'm working with to talk through this kind of affiliate marketing stuff, Lou, she put me onto it. She was kind enough to kind of put her network behind it and give me some contacts. And there's a guy, Chris O'Neill, who I cannot thank enough for his time and his backlog of information. You know, he's got like this course that he's developing, and I've got access to that course. And geez, oh, there's absolutely no way I could have figured out in any kind of reasonable period of time what he's been able to provide us in terms of his course, in terms of his information. So I'm just dead grateful for it. You know, I'm dead grateful for the fact that, yeah, I've got the mentor who's pushing me, and he's, you know, she's giving me a kick up the arse. She's put me in touch with Chris who, through her network. There's a couple of other people. I've been talking to copywriters and different people within that group that's kind of helped us out. And then even into the software, you know, I've been putting these software tickets in for this, and it's been rumbling on for about two days now, trying to get these tracking links set up. And these guys are just relentless, you know. They're just like, yeah, no problem, here it is, we'll have a look at this, and yeah, go in, tweak this and change it. And I know that, you know, the cynical person could come up and go, well, they're getting paid for it, it's their job. And you know what, yeah, you know, that's probably true. But the thing about it for me is it's about opening up and looking for and finding and accepting help. And once you get that clarity of where you're going in your head and why you're doing it, so I'm going for this affiliate sale because I'm wanting to make this change within 12 months, and I made my promise to my boy, my son, that I'm going to do it. That asking for and seeking and finding help has been easier. You know, it's been a lot easier to just embrace and take. And I think, you know, I think that's a really important thing. It's a really important thing. I had a cracking example at work today where, you know, the guys were flapping on about a money forecast, so how much spend we're gonna have, and, you know, over the next, I don't know, 9, 10 months or whatever it was. And they're getting a total flap about it, about what the number needs to be and, you know, where's the gap and, you know, what the shortfall is and all this and that and the next thing. And they're totally taking their eye off the why are they doing it? Why are they generating this figure? And what's the purpose behind the figure? You know, what does it do? What does it serve? And I probably spent close to an hour talking through with these people, and it was like, well, you know, and I just went back and I just asked a dumb question. What is it you're doing? Why are you trying to do that? What are you trying to achieve? And sure as eggs are eggs, you could hear the penny drop. It's like, yeah, they've just gone off and are mad, panicky tangent about stuff blowing up out of all proportion because they didn't have that clear idea of purpose. Why are they doing what you're trying to do? You know, what is it you're trying to achieve? What's the goal? You know, and I've said this a couple of times, and I think it's definitely helped with me setting goals that are really personal and close to home, you know, and using my family, because that's why I'm doing the change, but making a commitment to those guys to make things shift and move on. And, you know, once you've got that clear goal, the finding help and the why you're doing what you're doing, what direction are you going in, it becomes a lot easier. You know, it's just a piece of piss. I know why I'm doing it, and I need to ask these questions about tracking pixels and stuff about affiliate marketing and, I don't know, sales offers and copy and funnels and all this other sort of shit that I had no idea about. But because I've got a direction and a purpose, then it's a lot easier. You know, it's been a lot easier. And I think if I'm being truthful, I don't know if I woke up and went, oh, I must be an affiliate marketer. I've looked at it as something that I think is an opportunity. It's something that could change things for us as a family, and that's kind of why I've gone down that road. So yeah, today's the day. It's Big's birthday. He's and I delivered what I said I was going to deliver to him for his birthday. And in that process, the big dawning points for me really is when you change and you grow, you're going to get new problems because you're different. You're doing something different. Your head is in a different place. Your body might even be in a different place. So naturally, the problems are going to be different. And they're just going to keep coming. And it's not like, I don't want to sound like it's doom and gloom, because it's not. It's part of that process. It's part of the I'm on my way to process, rather than, I have to get through these things because I'm on my way, I'm moving. Rather than it being problems that are just kind of beating on you because you're trying to stand still. And the other thing is, there's people out there to help. Getting a mentor, I was really sceptical. Now, having gone through this over the past few months with a network, with the information, the support, second to none. I can't fault it. I just really can't, because there's no way I would have even known that stuff existed. And it's not even gone through that finding it existed, then figuring out how it works. It's actually, I'll tell you it works and I'll give you the information to follow, and here's a bunch of people that you can go and talk to and communicate with that will be willing to support you. And then Chris O'Neill, who's one of the guys that's developing this course, he's testing it. He gave me an hour and a bit of his time randomly, because Lou dropped a message in. He says, look, can you help this kid out? He's struggling with keywords, he's struggling with turning a profit on this funnel. Can you have a look and see what you can help out with him? And the guy was absolutely spot on. Bent over bloody backwards to help us out. So the help's there and the clues are there if you want to go after a change and do something different. I think that's the real point in this kind of podcast, really. I think that's what's kind of, I suppose I'm being a little bit reflective today, because the milestone's here, and do you know what, there's nothing wrong with that. It's alright. I've reflected, and the other two points, the problems will keep on coming, but there's help there. There's people there that can help. And it just, be open to go get it. Go get that help, because it's going to push you on to deliver that goal of yours. And, that's it. Spraffing on. All right, guys. Hope you're well. Anyway, take care. Bye.